8F. Exercise 3, page 96.
You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about a visit to a space museum. Choose from the list A to H what each speaker was most impressed by. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
The Space Museum is an amazing place. It's huge, with over 300,000 exhibits spread over 7 floors. It's great for all the family. They've got special areas for children of all ages, where they can play around with things and learn about stars and planets. And the staff are fantastic. They're really helpful and they know their stuff. But do you want to know the best bit? You get all of this for free. Of course, you can spend money at the cafe or gift shop, but the museum itself doesn't cost you a penny.
Speaker 2.
I've been to the Space Museum a few times, but even if I was going there for the first time, finding what I want to see wouldn't be a problem. Given the size of the place and the range of things to see there, you'd think it'd be difficult to get around. But it's not. I think they put a lot of thought into where everything should be, so it's super easy for visitors. You don't even have to take a tour, though I'm sure they're very informative. I've always just made my own way round.
Speaker 3.
The Space Museum is a great day out for all the family. They've got so much to see and do there, and there's no admission fee. The size of the place is unbelievable too, but the thing that stood out for me is the range of things for the young ones. They have special areas for kids to play and learn about everything, from rocket science to life on other planets. And the staff really know their stuff. They were able to answer all our questions. It was fantastic.
Speaker 4.
I've never been one for being shown around and listening to someone explaining things. I usually prefer taking my time in museums and exploring all the exhibits at my own pace. But this was an eye-opener. The guy that took us around really knew what he was talking about, and I learnt things that I'm sure I would have missed if I'd been on my own. Of course, there wasn't time to see everything. The place is so big and there are just too many exhibits. So we just focused on one area, but it was definitely worth it.
Speaker 5.
I like learning by doing, so places where you can get hands-on experience with things are always appealing to me. No matter how big a place is, or what exhibits they have to see and learn about, I always want to try things out for myself. That's probably why I don't go on guided tours, because you don't have the time to play around with things. I think it's especially important for kids to learn in this way, and this museum is packed with things like that.